learning a new siman in Hilchos Tefila, Kivan Evarav Shas Tefila. The Mechaber tells us, Yechavin Raglav Ze Eitzel Ze, Chivan Ki'il Einan El Echad, the way we're supposed to hold ourselves in the actual Shemoneh Esrei is that we put our feet so close together that a person who would not know any better, it would actually give over the appearance as though that there's only one. What's the significance of having both feet together so it looks like they're together, they're attached? In order that we, when we're davening, it should be compared to angels. Because the Pasuk says, with regard to malachim, to angels, the Pasuk tells us, v'raglehem regl yishara, that their feet is like one straight foot. It's singular. So therefore, apparently, malachim, which of course are spiritual in nature, they don't have bodies, but nonetheless, they take the form, if one could consider it as a physical thing, as though there's one leg, one foot, and therefore that's how a person should daven as well, as though we are angels, like we're malachim. Kloimar, raglehem nirum karegel echad. Perhaps it means that our feet, therefore, should look like one foot. And the Ramah tells us, the Eish Omrim, that there are those that say that kishomid lispao, when a person davens, yelich lefanav shalosh pasiot, that a person should walk in front of them 3 steps. As we do, we take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward before we begin the Amidah. And what's the significance, asks the Ramah, of why we do such a ceremony? Why do we do this before we begin the davening? To take 3 steps forward. It's derech keruv v'hagashal adavar shesarach lasos. Because it's a way, just like a person physically wants to get from point A to point B, you have to be able to walk closer to get to that point. So too, the significance is us having the desire to bring ourselves in the proper frame of mind, and also physically to be able to prepare ourselves to daven in a proper manner. So that's it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that with regard to the way a person is supposed to hold their feet, a person should really put both feet together. However, this is only l'chadchila. However, b'di'eved, if a person would not daven in this way, but their feet would be far apart from one another, says the Prima Gadim, that feel im lo kivin raglav klal yatsa. Nonetheless, a person would still, of course, by davening the proper words, davening properly, you fulfill the obligation of davening, but that's not the preferred way of doing it. Rather, a person should daven in a way which it looks as though that they are angels, malachim. And perhaps some people could question this, because after all, I'm not an angel by any stretch of the imagination. Now, therefore, why when our Shemoneh Esrei comes along, do we want to say that we're supposed to act like we're malachim? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very fascinating statement. He says, Shekivan shemedaber im ha-shechina. Because when a person is davening, you're not just saying words, you're actually speaking to God Himself. So because that's what you're doing, Sarech l'salik kol machshavo sagop malibo. A person needs to remove all of the earthly thoughts and earthly matters from their mind. L'damos ki'ilu hu malach. And consider yourself only spiritual. So not that we're actually going to try to impersonate and act as though we're malachim or angels, but the idea is that davening is such an incredibly spiritual matter that a person, by putting themselves in that proper frame of mind, by standing like a malach would stand, hopefully that will cause a person to also have the proper thoughts as well during the davening. Ve'afilu im hu yoshev ba'gola, he says that interestingly, let's say you're sitting in a wagon, or perhaps let's say you're on an airplane, and you can't stand, and the time of davening is ending, and you have no choice but to daven in your seat. So perhaps you would say, well, this whole halakha of putting your feet together is only once you're standing. However, if you're sitting down, you can't help but to daven the Shemoneh Esrei. In that way, perhaps it's not something which we are so concerned about. Says the Prima Gadim, Mikol Makim Yechavin Raglav. Even if you're sitting, when you daven, if you have to sit, make sure that you put your feet together at that point as well. So it's not dependent on if a person is standing. Even if a person is sitting, that's also what a person should try their very best to do. Okay. And we mentioned that there is this custom, which of course we're all familiar with, of taking steps forward when we daven. It's brought down by the Darkei Moshe that the Maharil was a custom that, and we actually can see this in the Siddur itself, Art Scroll points this out, but it's brought down by the custom of the Maharil, that when he would be davening Shacharis, he would not start taking his steps back or being standing up in preparation for the Shemoneh Esrei only at the very last second of Gaal Yisrael, but rather at the moment that the Shliach Tzibur would begin the sentence of Tehi Los L'El Elyon, that is also the time in which he would immediately be standing up for that point and prepare himself to daven. And by mincha time, Kishor HaShliach Tzibur Ne'ateva, he would stand up for when the chazan would begin the service. And at night, also when the Shliach Tzibur would say Kaddish, which we have the custom for those that do stand for Kaddish, you're standing anyway. Fine. The Mechaber continues and says, another manner which a person is supposed to conduct themselves during the davening, he says, Sarach Shiyakov Rosh Shoma'at. When you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to be looking around all over the place. Maybe you're supposed to put your head on a slight incline down, just a little bit. What's the significance of putting your head low? Shihu Einav L'mata L'aretz, so that your eyes are cast toward the ground. V'yachshav Ki'il Omid Beveis HaMikdash. Even though we're davening toward Yerushalayim, toward the Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough that we're davening in that direction. But you're actually supposed to think in your mind as though you are physically standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Not, of course, that you are. But nonetheless, the significance is V'libo Yechavin L'malu Shemayim. By doing so, by putting your mind as though you're actually in the Beis HaMikdash, which is an incredible idea. We don't even have the Beis HaMikdash to imagine it. But nonetheless, that's what you're supposed to think of. And it's not that we're supposed to play mind games. We have to understand the seriousness that if you would be walking in the Beis HaMikdash, you would not be conducting yourselves in any other way except with tremendous seriousness, with tremendous respect. Especially imagine the first time you'd walk into the Beis HaMikdash. You would be trembling. And that's how a person is supposed to think when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei in that same manner. It's brought down by the Bach. The Bach tells us that before a person begins to daven, even though that your head is supposed to be down, we mentioned before the significance of having windows, perhaps 12 windows that the Zohar brought down, that a person before the daven, they should at least immediately look out the window, in order that they should have the proper humility in their heart. And of course, after a person looks toward the Shemayim, to the vastness of the world around us in the sky, hopefully that will cause a person to be able to daven better, and then you look down. Conclude with the last words brought down by the Achronim. Kasu Achronim, the Achronim, the later commentators state, Shikol mi she'enu otzem einav b'shas tefil Shemoneh Esrei. Incredible statement. Anyone who does not close their eyes during the Amida, and you're not davening with your eyes closed, einu zocha liros p'nei shechina b'seis nasho. You will not merit to see literally the face of the Divine Presence when your day has come. After 120 years, you will not have that schus to be able to see the Shekhinah. And perhaps the significance of this is not just to instill fear upon us. What the Achronim perhaps is telling us is that person who davens with their eyes closed, it shows that they're davening with such, they take davening so seriously, and therefore probably the davening will instill that person to do tshuva, to be a different person. A person who comes and davens with their eyes open, they're looking around, that person is not taking the davening as seriously as perhaps they could, and therefore because of that, they may not grow to the same level as if they would take the davening more seriously. However, in conclusion, it is brought down by the Shari Tshuva that im mispal b'sidr, if let's say, for example, ourselves, we don't daven just by memory, as we brought down by many commentators, it's better not to. Rather, you daven with a sitter, the ain of pikuchos. Obviously, if you're using a sitter, having your eyes closed, that doesn't help much, because you can't see the words with your eyes closed. So if your eyes are open, k'day liros, but to be able to see and to look into it, leislan, but certainly not a problem. In fact, as we said, perhaps that's a way a person could be able to concentrate and to be able to say the words properly, and hopefully have better Kavanah.